Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today we are discussing the role of young people in Zimbabwean politics. This at a time when analysts say youth are sometimes used to push certain political narratives by leaders of various political parties. But first, a look at what's happening in the United States. As NATO marks its 75th anniversary this week, the alliance and America's role in European security are issues that separate U.S. presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
75 years after its start, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization remains the most direct U.S. engagement in European security. Founded after the Second World War, NATO originally joined the United States and 11 European nations in promising to come to each other's aid if any one of them is attacked. Then U.S. President Harry Truman.
If there is anything certain today, if there is anything inevitable in the future, it is the will of the people of the world for freedom and for peace.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO's response, and what it says about America's role in European security separate U.S. presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump. When he was president, Trump told NATO leaders they were not paying enough for their own protection.
The one that benefits really the least is the United States. We benefit the least. We're helping Europe. Europe unites and they go against a common foe. That may or may not be a foe. Can't tell you that. But there are other foes out there also.
5 years later, Trump told a campaign rally in South Carolina that getting tough with NATO members worked.
NATO was busted until I came along. I said, everybody's going to pay. They said, well, if we don't pay, are you still going to protect us? I said, absolutely not. They couldn't believe the answer. And everybody, you never saw more money pour in.
NATO has grown since the Trump administration. Sweden and Finland joined the alliance in the last year or so. In its biggest expansion since the fall of the Soviet Union, allowed Eastern European countries to join NATO. Biden says standing up to Russian aggression together shows NATO is working.
Before the war started, I told Putin that if he invaded Ukraine, NATO would not only get stronger, but would get more united. And we would see democracies in the world stand up and oppose his aggression and defend the rules-based order. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
As president, Trump prioritized relations with Russia and Vladimir Putin. Campaigning for a second term, he recalled a NATO leader asking about Russian threats.
One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Biden says that approach to European security is dangerous for America.
A former Republican president tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. That's a quote. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous. It's dangerous and it's unacceptable.
Trump told the conservative British television network GB News that he backs NATO if everyone pays their fair share.
If they play fair, if they start to play fair, America's there.
Yes, 100%, 100%.
Thank you.
Biden says NATO is stronger and more united than ever and is central to the foreign policy goals of his re-election campaign. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Still in the U.S., four Ezekiel Guti University law students are in Washington, D.C. for this year's World Moot Court competition, in which budding legal practitioners are battling it out for honors. A Zimbabwean university also performed well in the 2019 competition in the U.S. VOA's Ivan Sininga reports.
The four student lawyers, Aquila Moyo, Trish Pende, Takudzwanashe Chinyemba, and Tadiwa Chipunza, are in USA with their coach, Advocate Nyasha Charamba, a human rights defender, a member of the Zimbabwe Law Society and International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Tadiwa Nashe Trish Pende, dubbed the lead think tank in the group, says they expect to perform well in what is also known as the Jessup Moot, the Jessup or the Philip C. Jessup International Law Moot Court Competition.
We are here competing with other countries in issues to do with the plight of stateless persons. We are excited to be here, and our main aim is to put Zimbabwe on the map, to bring the crown home on behalf of Zimbabwe and on behalf of Africa at large.
The team's orator, Takudzwanashe Wayne Chinyemba, says they have done their homework.
This journey started in September last year when the compromise of the competition was released. A lot of hard work was put in by my teammates and I, and with the guidance of our coach, Mr. Nyasha Chiramba, and we qualified to be at the international rounds. That's why we are here in Washington, D.C.
Team coach Advocate Nyasha Charamba says this is a great opportunity to part with valuable legal knowledge.
I am just returning the favor of what my life in itself was given to by other camaraderies that I met on the way. And that's the reason why I had to turn back and be the torchbearer and the armor for each and every young student, particularly law students, to so that they may enjoy the opportunities that are aligning with moot court participation, and so that they can enjoy their potential to the full beam.
The JSAP Moot is one of the oldest and largest international legal competitions in the world, attracting participants from almost 700 law schools in more than 90 countries in recent years. It involves arguing a hypothetical case on issues of international law as if before an international court of justice, and will run until April 7th. Great Zimbabwe University performed well in the 2019 competitions here in the USA. Evans Azininga for VOA News, Washington.
Thank you for that report, Evans. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today we are discussing the role of young people in Zimbabwean politics. This at a time when ZANU-PF recently readmitted former youth leaders Kudzanai Chipanga and Louis Matutu, with political commentators saying these are indications that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is oiling his machine for a third term bid. Chipanga was expelled from the party in 2017, while Matutu was later suspended together with Godfrey Tsenengamo for undermining the authority of the ruling party leaders. On the other hand, Gift Ostalo Siziba has been going around Zimbabwe with Amos Chibaya, publicizing the Blue Movement, which is believed to be paving way for former Citizens Coalition for Change leader Nelson Chamisa's next political move. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the line by Mr. Mkhululi Jele, Youth Chairperson of Mthwakazi Republic Party. Welcome to the program, Mr. Jele. Thank you. We are also joined by Mr. Tim Muringai, an independent political analyst. Welcome to the show, Mr. Muringai.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome, Zimbabwe.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Jele. Aba chalapana umsebenzi wabo kwezombusazwe ngowani babajele njengomunye wabatsha.
Umsebenzi engathi simawo kakhulu ipolitics abantu abatsha. Ipolitics yiyo ikepa ikusasala abantu. Ipolitics yiyo ikepa ikusasala abantu. So uma sengayekela ukuparticipate kuyo, so kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi umuntu omutsha azithole ekhona kwipolitics, kube yindawo lapho ashefa khona ikusasa lakhe, ngoba inpolitics yikho lapho okukhethwa khona ama-policies wonke okuthi kumele sihlale njani nokuthi kumele sisebenze njani singabantu.
Siyabonga Baba Jele. Mr. Muringai, coming to you, what's your take on the role of young people in politics, particularly looking at the situation of Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brothers from MRP and ZANU-PF. Well, we know that the very foundation of nations all over the world, whether it be military, economy, education, is geared for young people, because young people are creative, young people are wealth builders, and young people have endless energy to energize the economy. So it is very important for a government anywhere in the world to focus its policies, domestic and international, on its young people, because they are the breadwinners at the end of the day. We know that in Zimbabwe, for us to get the liberation that we were supposed to enjoy right now, the young people in that time, the Emmerson Mnangagwas, the Mugabes, and all these other people, they were young at that time to bring our country to where it is. So, yeah, very important for young people to play an active participatory role.
Thank you, Mr. Muringai. It's now your turn, Dr. Mavaza. What's your take on the role of young people, taking into account that President Emmerson Mnangagwa has just roped in former ZANU-PF activists who are said to be alleged perpetrators of violence to the party ranks? We hear some analysts also saying this might be a way to oil the party in preparation for the president's third term.
Okay, let me start by refuting the allegations that President Mnangagwa is aiming for a third party or for a third term. A third term venture is not done by speculation. If there's going to be a third term, it will be done through Congress, and the party would agree to it, and then it will take a long and a very winding process, which includes a referendum, which would include the change of the constitution, which we are not doing. So therefore, what needs today is that President Mnangagwa has always been having his heart towards the youth by readmitting the youth leaders back into the party. It's not a sign of anything. It shows that President Mnangagwa is a president who forgives, who understands. The ZANU-PF party has always encouraged youth. We have, if you look into President Mnangagwa's cabinet, we have got 50% youth in the cabinet. we've got the youngest ministers in Africa. Well, you find them in Zimbabwe. We have had all this from the beginning. If you remember, in 1980, when we started, Joyce Mujuru was only 23 when she became the Minister of Women Affairs. And you look at so many ministers who were called in at the young age. What we must appreciate and understand is that the youth is the engine of every political party, even in church. The youth is the future. The youth is tomorrow. So you cannot have a future which has no experience. So the president of Zimbabwe makes and gives the youth the experience of leadership now, because the youth are leaders of tomorrow. I'm actually encouraged when I hear the voice of Mr. Jele. He looks very youthful to me, and I appreciate, even if he's in an opposition, what he's doing is good. It shows that the youth are indeed getting all the reins of power in the country, be it opposition, be it ruling party, be it everywhere. So the youth, in actual fact, a country without which does not promote its youth is going nowhere. So we should actually put our heads together to ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa for promoting the youth. And we will encourage the youth. I would look at CCC, or rather, whatever party you can call, Osalos is trying to promote the Blue Movement. It's a good thing, because if you look at that Blue Movement, it's full of the youth. And that alone encourages us. We are getting old very soon, so the youth is coming in. So the youth is not only to be youth in ZANU-PF. There can be youth elsewhere. There can be youth in any party. In Zimbabwe, we must promote our youth into a political discourse so that they can understand the political standing of their country, of their minds. Because politics is not only in mind. It is actually in action, in what you do. So, yes, it is not true to say the president is gunning for a third term by calling in the youth. We have got so many competent youth, more than the two who have been readmitted. And those guys were not violent. Those guys were not, they never propagated violence during their time. So we cannot say they've called violent marshals. No, that is wrong. It is the youth. And youth, wherever they are, if you want to join ZANU-PF, Mr. Nube, we want the youth like you. We want the youth like the young people, like Jele, to come to ZANU-PF. Because ZANU-PF, it's open to everybody, to any person. We don't look at the age. We try to make sure people from the age of zero to the age of 190, you can go to ZANU-PF. It is a big bed. It accommodates everybody. So the youth, they've got a future in ZANU-PF. So you will see that even if you are disciplined, we will still bring you back after discipline, so that you understand, you appreciate that, yes, there are ways to follow. The reason why these guys have been checked out of the party, there have been some misconduct. So that is discipline. Now the party has looked at them. They have realized that they have been disciplined. They are back now. They are okay. They are following the line of the party. Because we cannot have a party ruled and pulled apart because people are youth. But the youth must follow the lines, the guidelines of a principle of a party. And if you fail that, the party will throw you out. But if you repent, they call you back. You look at CCC, it's quite youthful. And most of the youth have left CCC. They're coming to the Blue Movement. We cannot blame them for splitting the CCC. We can simply look at them and say, that's what the youth is. If the youth feels they want something, they go for it. That's why we want the youth in our party. That's why the youth is always applauded. And we encourage the youth to be in politics.
If thank you, Dr.
Don't. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. We have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Tawoka. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Lingeni leguhlelo lisithinta lingaphi laphana? Lingasipha umbono wenu ngokuphatheka kwabasakhulayo nxa sikhangela kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe.
Okay, ayabonga. Ngisanibe lapha ndikhuluma noblessing ithinta ngisejobane, ukuphatheka kwenhla babancube kupolitiki zeZimbabwe uyazi kuba msunga kakhulu ngoba nokuncindezelwa thizeni sesikhuluma ngeqiniso sokuncindezelwa thizeni epolitics naseZimbabwe abasinikeza ithuba singathi yithi siyintsha kuyithi shinto esithola ubunzima njengamanje sediaspora abantu bayafa abantu bayabulawa we have many challenges esihlangana nazo actually I don't think ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe they know abaphetheyo lapho asayo nje indlela yokuthi umsini mdlanqube sileka nje ngoba siyahlupheka sekhona abantu bayahlokola but njewe they are saying into zi-right sinamafithi siyazama kwipolitiki ukuthi singene asivalela ngaphandle so that thing i-youth igcina isibone ngathi akukho right ukungena laphana mhlawumbe bebona ngendlela abayenza ngakhona phambili ngoba bazivalela asikwazi ukungena kwipolitiki.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo njalo sibonga imibono yenu elibuyelayo kuhlelo yimbono esiqhakathekisa kakhulu kungakho silipha lesisikhathi babajele siphenduka kini laphana sizwe umnewethu osanda ukungena ecingweni laphana eseJohannesburg esithi yena intsha ayiphiwa ithuba lokuthi iphatheke kwezombusazwe wena lokhu ukubona njani ungakhangeli kuphela ibandla lakho kodwa sikhangela ilizwe lonke nje ukuthi abatsha bayaphatheka na kwezombusazwe bekhululekile bayaphiwa leli thuba njalo akula abakhokheli bamabandla ezombusazwe abangathi bayancindezela abatsha na
ukuthi abantu abatsha ithuba bayaliphiwa kodwa uma ekulitholele kwabo iZimbabwe ilembali embi eyokuthi ithethe abantu abatsha nabasebenzisa nama-green bomb ukutshaya abantu abadala o yona nala mbali enze izalo ukusebenzisa abantu abatsha ukuthisha i-agenda yayo kuthiwe abantu abatsha bengasana interest politics ngoba ngicabanga sokwazi ukuthi politics uyingenela ukuze ukuba yisindlova engasakwazi ukuthi politics yikho lapho kumele ayabhilize khona ikusasa lakhe nezizukulwana zonke ezizobuya emuva ngokukrafteni konke ngama-policies wonke okumele ayenziwe ukuze siphinde lokho singabantu.
Hayi siyabonga babajele umbono wakho laphana vamringaithi uyakwamuri murikuona senya yaunzwa ekuti wongu vechidiki vari kupuwa mukana wekuti vapindewo mune zvematongero enyika asi pane vamwe vanozoshandiswa nevatungamiriri vemapato akasiyana siyana kuri kunzi vamwe vechidiki pavari kupinda havasi kuwana simba rekuti vave ivo vari kutora madecisions asi vari kuitirwa madecisions ekuita zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka imimi munozviona seizvo.
Maita basa. No, nyaya iripo ndeyekudai so. Ndanzwa mukoma wangu wamavaza vachitaura kuti President Mnangagwa anoda mayouth and what what. Ivo vanga vari youth hondo paikatanga but vanenge vakanganwa kwavakabva. Tikatarisa mayouth policies ari muZimbabwe. Atisi kuonapo pari kupiwa vechidiki mukana wekuti navo vaende vanoita tendering process kana kupiwa the infrastructure yekusupportwa nemaloans nekupiwa mabasa pavanopedza education yavo. Tinoona kuti 95% yeyouth yedu are unemployed. Kana usiri related to munhu ari kumusoro kugovernment hakuna chako. Tikatarisa zvavanga vachitaura kuti maministers ari muzanu PF kana kuti Zimbabwe government mayouth in Zimbabwe. No, tikatarisa 4 of the 5 ministers varutaura nedeputy ministers vana vava Mnangagwa kana kuti hama dzavo. Tikabva ipapo totarisa mutoo wemamines. Mamines ari kupiwa vanenge vari closer to the ZANU PF echelon. Saka kana usina ropa rako riri padhuze hausi kupiwa anything in Zimbabwe. Tikaona kuti Pakaitwa my elections at 2023, pane ma youth, comrade Ostalos, comrade Pasho Sibanda, vakabviswa ne illegal recalls zvavanenge vachimanufacture ivo vezano PF kuti vange vane 2/3 majority. Ndiri kuona kunge vamavaza vari kuramba kuti hanzi hapana third term, but tiri kuona participation yevanhu vakuru vari kutaura vezano PF vari kutocampaigna in effect izvozvi kutotaura kutiti no, panofanira kuita third term yavamunangagwa. Tichitarisa kumashure kuna 2018 tinoona kuti vamunangagwa vanga vapromisa vachiwenga zvatinoziva tese tikazviona kana mumapepa vachiti ivo vaida one term chete, asi iye zvinezvi takutoona kunge vakutoda third term, zvichireva izvo kuti one either vari kutya kuti zvavari kuisa ezvinezvi hazvisi kushanda, saka vada kuramba varipo pachigaro chepresident muZimbabwe. My youth policies are enshrined in the constitution of Zimbabwe. The government is a tool that is supposed to unify all the facets of society, old people, young people, disabled people, zvese. Hapana clear policies dzema Zimbabwe youths kuti anokwanisa kupinda into my positions of influence. Tikatarisa ezvinezvi muWest Africa, seven of the ECOWAS countries dzane ma president, not ministers, not deputy ministers, presidents who are 40 years and below, which means kuti economy yao yakuchinja. Tikaona Burkina Faso, tikatarisa ku Niger, tikatarisa kuti imwe ezvine Senegal yakaelekta munhu angabva kujeri, takutoona kuti mapolicies avakuchinja. Tikaenda pedu pa next door apa pa Zambia apa, vaHichilema vachinja mapolicies towards the youth kuti everybody has to work for a job. Takawana vakavakwa migwagwa 500 kilometers in the past 3 years, vakaemploya mayouth akawandisa. Isusu tiri kutadza kubuild that bait bridge to Chirundu nanhasi haisati yapera, yakapromiswa kare kare. Saka tiri kuona kuti government yeZimbabwe ine nepotism nekuita ukamalism kuti kana usiri close to anybody, kana kuti usiri related to anybody in power, you have no chance in Zimbabwe. That's why 80% of the youth that graduate my universities in SR11, they are outside the country. Zvive zvinhu zvinonyadzisa.
Tinotenda vamuringai. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yati manyei vamavaza. Handisi kuzowana nguva yekuti tikupei mukana wekuti munge muchipindura nyaya dzanga dzichitaurwa navamuringai, asi sezvo nguva dzedu dzati manyei, muchanditendera kuti ndikutendei kuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Apo patanga tichitarisa nyaya dzevechidiki, tichaendera mberi zvekare sondo rinouya, nechipiri tichitarisa zvekare nyaya dzevechidiki. Ngitatarele kuthuba kuti ngibonge kakhulu vavajele, njalo ngibonge labanye abangenileyo kuhlelo kanye labenelisa ukuthi babe belandela uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, ukuthi liqhubekele phambili silandela njalo njengoba sizaphenduka njalo lohlelo lwabatsha olukhangela iindaba zabasakhulayo. Sizaphenduka ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo njalo ngesikhathi esifanayo esika-8 ntambama kusiya ku-8:30 ntambama. Siyalibonga ukuthi liqhubekela phambili lisixhasa kulolu hlelo. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.